is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There was actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
They're playing basketball.
All around the
we
world.
Are the best.
Right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc to Lessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up ahead to Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Brooke Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Riding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banked it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosbick. Deep right corner, Ray-Ann Frye. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Ray-Ann Frye with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Dixie through maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rogers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive, shot, nothing but Cord. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon. Oh, a no-look pass ahead to Bowser. Driving low up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play. But every game, that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball lobbed in to bring her foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for me. Fenster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the play to Vanessa Winter. Open for 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse way up, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane. Hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer, in! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looking here. Perkin is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts it a long triple for Jackson Center. Got it! Hit the buzzer! Wow! What a shot! Evan Burning lofted in a long three. The ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away. And he pumped it in, beating the horn. And the Redskins are up 7, 30, 23 at the end of three on scores.gas.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. We speak to you from here at Versailles High School on a wintry day in west central Ohio. The weather has cooperated somewhat. There is some freezing rain to the north, but the freezing rain abated here in Shelby and Dark counties for a while, and we have basketball this afternoon. A special treat. The Versailles Tigers, ranked number 4 in the state in girls division 3, play host to the Rushi Raiders, ranked number 3 in the state in girls division 4. Both teams 12-1. The two clubs combining for marks of 24-2 on the year. 24 wins between the two teams, just a setback each. The two clubs in 22 of the 26 games have scored offensively 52 points or better. Only four times they haven't. In one of those, on the Rushi side of the ledger, the Rushi Raiders were beaten 47-42 at home by Jackson Center. And Versailles had a low-scoring output, losing away at Fort Loramie by a score of 43-39, the only two setbacks suffered by these clubs this season. It's a long-awaited matchup. Momentum building and building over the last few weeks for this game. Then when the polls came out, there was even greater attention. Folks in West Central Ohio looking forward to this clash between Rushi from the Shelby County League and Versailles from the Midwest Athletic Conference. As a lot of fans said, hey, the weather might not be very good on this particular Saturday, but the two schools are virtually within walking distance from each other. This game will go on as scheduled. The weather did abate some, and we are playing basketball here today on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck McBee, my usual color partner, is down in Florida. He's vacationing and attending his daughter's wedding. He'll return next week. Our game tonight is still in doubt. Haven't heard officially. As far as we know, we are on. Fort Loramie boys, winners last night over Anna, taking on Minster, which lost to St. Henry last evening. That game is at Minster. We understand Auglaize County is getting some freezing precipitation. It's somewhat moderate. We'll get official word maybe before this girls' game this afternoon is over as to whether or not that game tonight is officially on or postponed. To this point, we've had no official announcement. from athletic directors. We assume the plan is play ball at Minster tonight, but we could have an update for you before this game is over here this afternoon. Rushi Raiders versus Sales Tigers, both teams with outstanding players. We'll take a look at the starting lineups for you in just a moment. The one edge in terms of depth may go to Versailles. It's a much deeper team. Rushi's bench was shortened earlier this year by the loss of Christina Garkey, a six-foot power player on the inside. Rushi certainly could have used her, but you look out on the court now, and Rushi's got less than 10 shooting around down to her left, and the Versailles Tigers have a full roster of 15 to our right. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here today on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. Our pregame is underwritten by the In-Between, located just south of Botkins, where the food is not in between, it's out of this world. And we'll hear from the In-Between in just a moment. Additional underwriting sponsors include the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, along with Primary Eye Care Associates and Sydney Car Care. Starting lineups are next after this message on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton Electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Rushi Raiders versus Sales Tigers. Rushi down to our right in the road blue, gold numbers outlined in white. Versailles Tigers directly in front of us. We're in row two here at Versailles. A nice perch down below behind the scorer's table. The Versailles Lady Tigers wearing the white, of course, from top to bottom. Orange lettering Versailles across the front, orange numbers, and black piping. Don't forget now, there's a big prom dress exchange happening tomorrow at Fort Loramie Elementary School. The public is invited to drop off dresses and accessories to sell from 11 to 1. You drop them off between 11 and 1 at Fort Loramie Elementary tomorrow. Items will be displayed for a non-refundable amount of $7 per dress, $3 for accessories and shoes. Then you can return from 1:30 to 3:30 to shop from an array of beautiful gowns at great prices, admission free, dressing rooms available. Money, unsold items can be picked up from 3:30 to 4:30. The event sponsored by the Fort Loramie Cheerleaders. That's a prom dress exchange tomorrow, Fort Loramie Elementary. For information, call Gail at 937-726-4985 or Jill at 597-2338. A prom dress exchange happening tomorrow, Sunday, at the Fort Loramie Elementary School. Starting lineups for the visiting Rushi Raiders. Jenna Cordonier at a guard, 5'8", a sophomore, 7 points a game. Tiffany Hatcher at a wing, a 5'7 guard, 8.5 points a game. Maria Heron, the sparkling player out front on the perimeter for the Rushi Raiders, who threw in 37 points in a recent game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. Maria is 5'4", 14.5 a game on the year. Larissa Poling also starts, 6'1", 13 points a game. And Whitney Plyman, a 5'3" junior guard. For the Versailles Tigers, who have won the tap to start the game, it's Danielle Winter at center. She is 6'2", a junior, 8 points a game. Winter's got the ball in the post at the moment. Feeds to Cammie McEldowney. Look at her split defenders down the lane. Laid it up hard, no good. Strong rebound on the inside, but Danielle Winter at 6'2", she scores. And it's a 2-0 lead for Versailles. Here's pressure by the Tigers. Rushi tries to throw it 60 feet down the floor. Versailles got a piece of it and knocked it out of bounds. McEldowney at guard for Versailles, 5'7", a junior, 13 a game. Camille Watrin, 5'6", a senior, at 5 a game. Ellen Peters, 5'8", a junior. Elizabeth Ording, 5'11", a sophomore, at 10 per contest. And Winter, 6'2", junior, 8 an outing for the Rushi Raiders. Head coach Jackie Stonebreaker, who does an outstanding job year in, year out. Andy Timberman, head coach of Rushi in year number one. Here's a drive by Heron, trying to create space down the right side of the lane. Laid it up softly, no good. Rebound tapped out by Rushi. Versailles possession, 1 minute in. And the Tigers lead it 2-0. Here is McEldowney outside the arc on the right to Watrin. Man-to-man defense for Rushi. Little pick and roll with Winter. Pass not available to her. Instead, it goes to McEldowney. Back to Watrin. Watrin deep in the right side of the floor, near the boundary, in front of the Rushi bench. Here's a skip pass across the court to Ellen Peters. Drives, pulls up, leaves it behind her for the three-point shooter. Look out, a long bomb is pumped in by Cammie McEldowney. Boy, that one was way up in the rafters here at the Versailles gym. Good beginning for the Versailles Tigers, who open up a five-point lead in the first minute and a half. Quickly, long three ball, left side, Tiffany Hatcher in for Rushi. Hatcher counters right away. 5-3, Versailles in the lead by two, and Versailles pushes the tempo quickly down the floor. Watrin hits the cutter, Winter in the paint, but she dragged the pivot foot. Those long strides of her led to a travel. Pressure by Versailles in backcourt. Rushi brings it down. Ball lobbed ahead to Cordonier. Cordonier, right baseline, gives to Poling. Poling is crowded by a Versailles defender. Missed the short-range shot, but a foul on the Tigers. Versailles pressing, and Rushi's trying to beat it. 6:06 to go, first quarter, 5-3 in favor of Versailles. Couple shots, Larissa Poling. The first spins, in and out, no good. Second one upcoming. Again tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com, we do plan to bring you the game between Fort Loramie and Minster. The two boys' teams collide in Auglaize County tonight, right up the road from Fort Loramie on Route 66. As that rivalry continues, we'll have that game for you, weather permitting. As of this point in time, we do believe the game is still on. However, that could change. We'll give you an update, hopefully, before this game is over. Second free throw by Poling is good. And here's Versailles throwing inbounds up the floor, picked off by Whitney Plyman of Rushi. She darts the other way. She gets below the rim. Versailles ties her up. It's ruled a jump, and Rushi will keep it below the basket. 5-4 Versailles, which scored the first five. Rushi's answered with four. Both teams 12-1. Rushi ranked third in the state in girls division 4. Versailles fourth in the state in girls division 3. Here is Hatcher dribbling foul line, tries to feed it down low on the right to Cameo Wilson, and it is a good play by Versailles. Stepping in is Peters, who gets a mid on it, takes it away, then Rushi ties her up, and this time the alternating arrow favors the Versailles Tigers. Here comes Versailles dribbling down the right side of the floor. It is Peters back out on the arc to McElDowney. McElDowney hits a cutter, Watrin. Watrin's push 20 feet from the basket, foul on Rushi. Common personal, Versailles will inbound to our right. 5-4, Versailles up one, 5:35 left to go here in the first quarter. Don't believe we've had a substitute yet in this game. Cordonier, Poling, Hatcher, Plyman, Heron. Cameo Wilson did leave momentarily. Cordonier checked in for her. Cameo back out there at the moment. Here's Versailles. Oh, a nice give and go. It goes on the play from the taller player, Winner, to Watrin, right back to Winner, who puts it through near the rim. And the Tigers lead it 7-4. Here's a pass up the floor by Rushi. It's a sloppy one. Versailles picks it off. Ellen Peters the other way. One against two. Goes toward the basket. Thought she was hacked. Rushi got a piece of it. It goes out of bounds to the Tigers. We played nearly 3 minutes. 7-4 Versailles. Tigers inbounds below the rim. Ball lobbed into the lane to Winner. She fakes right, goes left. Short jumper from 7 feet. Danced off the ring, but a foul against Rushi in the act of shooting. Two shots here for Winner. Rushi has not done a very good job so far in the early going, denying the 6'2 junior Danielle Winner the basketball. Two shots for her, legs spread apart, foul shots in the air, makes it 8-4 Versailles. Second shot upcoming here for Winner. Rushi Raiders have Poling and Wilson on the floor down in the inside. Plyman, Hatcher, Heron out there at the moment. Jenna Cordonier on the bench after being in a minute and a half. Oh, a telegraph pass by the Rushi Raiders after the second made free throw, and Versailles intercepts, and then Rushi gets a hand on the ball and strikes it. They've had a lot of challenges with Versailles' three-quarter court pressure. 5 minutes left, opening quarter. Versailles has mounted a five-point lead again, 9-4. Versailles scored the first five, Rushi the next four. Now Versailles the last four. Top of the circle, Ellen Peters gives it up right wing to McElDowney. Hatcher all over her. McElDowney dribbles. She's double-teamed. Cammy, the best three-point shooter on the Tigers. Cross-court to Watrin. Being chased by Plyman. Coming out to get it 20 feet away is the tall Danielle Winner. Versailles continues to rotate the basketball. They spread the floor. Then they hit a cutter. McElDowney strolling down the lane, catches and lays it in with the right hand. Good tactic by Versailles. Open post offense that trip. And here is Rushi heaving it 50 feet, leaping attempt by Poling. She's pinned by a couple Tigers. Poling goes down hard. Foul against Versailles with 4:15 left. Rushi's got to find a more systematic way to attack this Versailles pressure. The Raiders have been dialing up some long throws across the timeline, and Versailles is making receptions of them very difficult. Rushi ball, baseline right, Hatcher inbounding. Lobs out back to Heron. Heron hasn't gotten a real good look yet. Dribbles into the right corner. Shot fake, she's guarded. Gives it up, then gets it back. Marie on the left-hand bounce. Guarding her very closely is Watrin. Marie in the right corner. Hits a cutter down the lane. Plyman in among the trees, and it's clawed away by the Tigers. Here comes McElDowney, and she bursts up the court. Rushi nicks it from behind. The ball rolls out of bounds. 3:52 left in the opening quarter, and Rushi head coach Andy Timmerman wants to settle down his Raiders. 11-4 Versailles on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Rhett Gish here at courtside at Versailles High School. Tigers inbound the basketball, intercepted by Rushi, quickly down the floor to Poling. Right wing, it goes to Hatcher. Baseline, double teamed, into the paint to Poling. Versailles gets a piece of it and fights it loose. On the outlet, it's McElnatty, hitting a teammate, driving, scoop shot. Slammed out of bounds from the rear. Good play by Jenna Cordonier of Rushi. Versailles Tigers defense has been sticky. Rushi not getting much accomplished offensively. Ball inbounded. McElnatty left corner. Leaves it behind her for Watrin. Long three-pointer. Rattles out. No good. Rebound winner. Low in the right. Foul. Rushi on the shoulder. Two free throws for Danielle Winner, the Versailles Tigers, who has not been boxed off the backboard very well so far. Cameo Wilson has been out the last minute or so for Rushi, ready to check in at the scorer's table. Free throw by Winter up and good. She's made three straight so far in this game for Versailles, which has opened up an 8-4 lead. Second shot here momentarily. She eyes the goal on target once more. 13-4. Versailles ahead by 9. Full court pressure. Heron in backcourt. Dribbles with the left. Gets it up the floor to Cordonier. Here's a driving shot by Cordonier with the left hand. Got it. Well done. Rushi whip pressure. Cordonier on the finish. 13-6 Versailles. 3:14 to go first quarter. 25 feet away on the left. It is Brenna Blakely who's in now. 5'7 senior for Versailles. Out to McElnatty, head of the key, foul line, jump shot, 15-footer, back rim, high in the air, down through. Favorable hop on the iron for McElnatty of Versailles, which is up 9. Wilson backcourt for Rushi, head to Cordonier. Cordonier 1-on-2, hits the trailer in the lane, Poling. Shot blocked, but a foul by Winter. Good call by the referee. 2:46 left in the first. Versailles up 9, 15-6. Again, these two teams 12-1 on the year, 24-2 between them. This has the potential to be a very high-scoring game today. These two clubs have 10 games each over 50 per outing. So far, Rushi has been challenged offensively. Versailles has sped the Raiders up, and Rushi has not had very many comfortable half-court sets. One free throw missed, one made by the Rushi Raiders as Versailles tries a home run pass 60 feet down the floor, sailing through the fingertips of Mallory Marshall, 5'10 junior, who's in now. It goes out of bounds to Rushi. Eight players in backcourt again. Versailles puts on the heat. Here's Maria Heron splitting a couple at midcourt. Drives to the top of the key, foul line. She spilled on the play, tripped by a Tiger. Team foul 4 on Versailles, 3 on Rushi. 2:36 to go in the first quarter. 15-7 in favor of Versailles. Rushi inbounding right of the basket. Playmaker Jenna Cordonier. Cordonier looks, tries to find a teammate. 5-second count is on. Throws it out top of the key for Plyman. Easy pick on the play by Versailles, which roams the other way. And the driving layup by Blakely is an easy one. 17-7 Versailles. Up 10. 2:20 left first quarter. Heron midcourt for Rushi. angles left. Tries to dribble drive down the lane, then make a late dish on the play to Poling. The ball is kicked by Versailles. Versailles, Lady Tigers, long and lean on the inside. Lengthy arms as well. And the Tigers have clogged up the paint, making life tough in the lane area against Rushi offensively so far in this game. Ball lobbed in out back to Whitney Plyman. 2:12 to go first quarter. Rushi down 10. High left to Wilson. Left corner, Cordonier. Good wraparound pass to Wilson. Down on the inside, and she scores it. 17-9. Versailles up 8. Tigers have got the ball. Camille Watrin, head of the key, picked up there by Whitney Plyman of Rushi. Outside the arc on the right, it's fed to Claire Schmidtmeyer, who's in, a 5'8 senior. She goes baseline, and a defender slides over to cut her off. Isn't there in time, however, and it's ruled a two-shot foul. Cordonier picks it up. Four on each team. Schmidtmeyer was in the act of releasing the ball. She's awarded two at the stripe. Minute 47 left in the first. 17-9 Versailles, make it 18-9. Tigers shooting fouls very well so far in this game. Second shot coming. Versailles only at 60% on the year, having missed just one so far in the early stages of this contest. Second free throw here, Schmidtmeyer. Shot puts it up and through. Unusual style, but she cans them both. 19-9, 10-point lead in favor of Versailles. Here's Rushi quickly down the floor. It is Tiffany Hatcher dashing in from the left wing, meets resistance in the lane. The taller player shuts her off, and it's a walk. Good call by the referee. Again, Versailles continuing to hasten the pace of Rushi, too much so, and the Raiders are uncomfortable offensively. Minute and a half to go, first quarter. Watrin, high left, gives it up on the play to Ording. Ording out back to Marshall. Right wing Watrin, ball high overhead, picked up by Plyman. Ball swung on top to Peters. Peters starts down the lane, stripped on the play by Rushi. Long lead out to Wilson. And Versailles comes up from behind and knocks it free. What a play by Watrin. Good hustle maneuver, great effort by the Tigers. Ball loose on the floor, ruled a jump. And the arrow says the Rushi Raiders will keep it. 1:08 to go in the first. 19-9 Versailles. 10 feet from the rim, left side of the basket. Ball entered by Hatcher, caught by Poling. She lays it through, and she's fouled. Good inbounds play. Hatcher to Poling for the deuce. Count the goal, plus one for Rushi. 19-9 in favor of Versailles. 1:07 to go in the first quarter. Here at the quarter break, we will hear from one of our fine underwriting sponsors, Primary Eye Care Associates. Five locations. Poling, 1, 2, 3 dribbles. Tries to convert the three-point chance and does so. 19-12, Rushi trails by 7. Here's Versailles with an inline violation. Stepping in on the throw was a Tiger. And Rushi gets it back. Mallory Marshall committed the boo-boo. And Hatcher inbounds right in the paint to Wilson. Little half-hook shot blocked by Marshall, taken away. Streaking down the right side of the floor, it's Emily Langenkamp, a 5'7 senior, who's in now for Versailles. Out back to Cammy Ording. Cammy gives it up, gets it back, now throws to Camille Watrin. Oh, she races hard into the lane, fumbled the ball. Wilson's got the loose one for Rushi. 40 seconds to go in the quarter. 19-12 Tigers. Hatcher rips her way down the right side. Pulls up baseline. Soft one-hander. No good. Rebound Poling. Backboard rim. No good. Hatcher tries it. It is short. Good defense by Versailles on the interior. Another jump ensues. Alternate arrow favors Versailles. 19-12 Tigers. 28.6 to go here in the first quarter. Here comes Versailles' three-point shooter, Cammy McElhaney, on the floor, along with Danielle Winter. Tigers will run some special offense here in the last half minute of the opening stanza. Rushi now with three-quarter court pressure. Versailles inbounding to Watrin, 70 feet from the basket. 22 seconds to go, first period. Watrin at the Tigers logo. High left to Winter, to McElDowney. Down inside to Winter on the block, low on the right. Overshoots it, rebound volleyball into the corner. Off of Rushi last for Sales. Retains possession with 12 to go in the first, ahead by 7. Watrin, the playmaker, to the left of the basket. Gets the ball from the official. Looks inside for Winter, still looking. Then goes to McElDowney in the corner. Right back to Watrin. Down to 7. Watrin, 25 feet away, has a little room in the lane, has an opening, throws a hard pass down inside to a teammate, fumbled out of bounds. Lost by Marshall, and Rushi gets it with 4.3 to go. Wilson in backcourt, shovels to Heron. Heron to Plyman, slings it the length of the floor, out of bounds as the first quarter closes. For Sales Tigers, 19, Rushi Raiders, 12. Girls high school basketball here this afternoon from Versailles on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Rhett Gish, our chief engineer. He's alongside me at courtside at Versailles High School. Chuck McBee is vacationing in Florida and attending his daughter's wedding. He'll return next week. Rushi starts the second period with the ball. Wilson finds a little lane, goes hard to the rim, short. Poling on the stick back for Rushi. Nice play by Larissa Poling of the Raiders, 19-14. Rushi creeps back within 5. 30 seconds gone here in the second period. Versailles with the ball, Peters outside the arc on the right to Watrin. Coming out to catch is Elizabeth Ording. Deep in the left corner, Peters. Now to Watrin, 25 feet away, picked up by Plyman. Now Ording. Here's Watrin. Watrin tries to blaze a trail down the lane, lost the ball, picked up by McElDowney on the arc. She slings a long three, overshot it, rebound Maria Heron. Heron skips down the floor for Rushi. Hands off on the play to Cameo Wilson. She's got a little avenue, and she hurdles a Rushi player who's on the floor and scores. What a play by Cameo Wilson. Raider fans cheering on. Timeout Versailles. Good run by the Raiders. Cameo Wilson has sparked Rushi. 6:57 left here in the second, 19-16. Tigers up 3. Maria Heron with only 2 points so far. Hardly able to get off a shot. Watson and McElDowney have teamed to defy her good looks. However, the rest of the Raiders have come on strong and have cut the Versailles lead down to 3, 19-16. Don't miss out on Goffney Furniture's outstanding high-quality furniture priced just right to meet your budget's needs. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney, Route 47 west of I-75. Here is Versailles with the ball after the timeout. Ahead by 3. Here's a wild pass down the floor by Watrin, aiming for Peters, broken up by Rushi, goes out of bounds. 6:21 left in the second. 3-point lead for the Versailles Tigers. Looking to throw in Versailles. Fed left corner to Peters. Now McElnatty watching behind the screen. Enters the ball into the post to winner. Little half hook shot. 6-footer curled out. Rebounded by Cameo Wilson. Here comes Rushi quickly down the floor. Ball lob deep left corner to Hatcher. Sprints across the lane. Gives it to Wilson. Nobody guarding her. Left hand driving layup. Two more. What a play by Rushi. Cameo Wilson starring for the Raiders here today. And it's a 1-point game. Ball thrown right side. It's loose. It's on the deck. Maria Heron jumps on it. And the arrow may favor the Raiders. Or do the Tigers keep it? Versailles ball down to her right. Cameo Wilson off the floor. Plyman, Cordonier, Hatcher, Poling, Heron for the Raiders. Cameo Wilson with maybe her best half of the season. 1-point game, Versailles ball. 5:40 to go here in the second quarter. Ball thrown outside the arc to Peters. Head of the key, handed off on the play to Marshall. Right wing Peters, fakes right, goes left foul line. Gives it up to a 3-point shooter from the left flank. Look out. Good by Brenna Blakely. Not much arch, line drive, but she was dead on. She hit the target. And the 1-point Versailles lead is 4. 5:17 left here in the second quarter. Heron, top of the circle, had freedom for a second, didn't shoot. Cross-court pass to Poling, through her hands, and the Tigers have it. Here comes Versailles, romping down the floor in a hurry. Blakely down inside to Jiffy, finding winner, goes up strong, a cram, but a foul. Let's see who picks it up for the Rushi Raiders. It's Jenna Cordonier. And at the stripe, Danielle Winter for Versailles. And lo and behold, that was foul number 3 on Cordonier of Rushi. And she's got to come out. Wilson steps right back onto the hardwood. Rushi handicapped now, a thin bench. And Jenna Cordonier, who is one of the best 6th players coming off the bench here in the Upper Miami Valley in girls basketball, must sit back down. One free throw made, one missed by the Versailles Tigers, who are up 5, 23-18. Winner made one of two. She's 5 of 6 from the stripe in this game. Versailles swats the inbounds pass away out of bounds. 6 players in backcourt now. Here's Heron, left-hand dribble up over the timeline. Checked by Blakely, 3rd different player to guard her so far. And we got a push-off by Blakely against Heron. Team foul 6 on Versailles. With 4:50 to go here in the second quarter. Versailles had rallied from down 19-8. Raiders pumped in 10 straight points to get within 1 at 19-18. Versailles has notched the last 4. Ball lobbed in cross court to Heron. Heron behind the arc, steps back, shoots the 3, way short. Rebound McElnatty of Versailles. Only 2 points so far for Heron. Oh, here's a quick pass, another quick pass to Winter for the layup for the Tigers. Danielle Winter on the finish, a spurt by Versailles, which is up 25-18. Here's Wilson at midcourt for Rushi. Deep left corner, Hatcher. Hatcher angles through the paint, goes baseline right. Oh, what a feed. Across the lane to Poling. It rimmed out, though. Rebound by Versailles. Good assist by Hatcher. Poling couldn't get the ball to trickle in. And Versailles coughs it up in the post. Off the hands of Winter, out of bounds to Rushi. 4:12 to go, second quarter, 25-18 in favor of Versailles. Here's Heron bolting up the right side for the Raiders. Head of the key, spin move down the lane. Baseline right, 10-footer Poling, overshot it. Weak side rebound, Marshall. Long lead for Winter, catches low on the left and blew the gimme. Nice rebound on the inside by Versailles. Missed, though, by Marshall. Tug of war for the rebound. Tie-up occurs. And I think it will stay with the Versailles Tigers. Nope, it's Rushi basketball. 3:53 left, second quarter. 25-18 in favor of Versailles. You can tell one of the objectives for the Tigers here today is pacing the pace. Rushi's got a thin bench. 7-point lead, Versailles. Midway through the second, we'll hear from Sydney Carcare, as the Tigers own a 7-point lead on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car's down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality of workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Well, after the timeout, the Rushi Raiders get a beautiful runner in the lane by Maria Heron. She banked it in just seconds ago, and then Versailles pitched the ball out of bounds at the timeline. Rushi's got it back, trailing by five. Over three to play here in the second quarter. 4 points now for Heron. Leading scorer in this game, a dozen from Danielle Winter for Versailles. Here's an attempted bounce pass by Hatcher right to her Versailles Tiger. It's Watrin on the steal, and she streaks the other way, uncontested for the lay-in. 27-20. Live ball turnover by Rushi results in a quick deuce for the Tigers. 2:40 left to go here in the second quarter. Here is Wilson high left, and she strides down the left side of the lane. Took a knee in the thigh from a Versailles defender. Foul Tigers. 1-1 now for Cameo Wilson for the Rushi Raiders, who trail by 7, 2:39 to go in the second quarter. These 1-1 bonus opportunities late in the first half, very important as Rushi tries to shave points off this Versailles advantage. Wilson, couple bounces at the charity stripe. Shoots it, missed it, long, rebound down to Winter. Oh, what a steal by Playman for Rushi. Goes beneath the rim, blocked on the play by Versailles. Rushi gets it back, 15-footer Hatcher, right flank, no good off the heel. And then the Raiders trying to hustle down the rebound, get a little too anxious, and foul on the back. Sixth team foul for Rushi, two on Hatcher. Cordonier, by the way, has got three. Versailles Tigers ahead by 7. Rushi missed chances on that trip. Had the 1-1, couldn't connect. Left 2 points on the floor. And then got a rebound and a missed open jumper. Versailles ball up 7. Ball thrown out high to Winter. Winter catches. Gives it up, gets it back. Drawing Poling away from the basket. Cammy Ording's got it 25 feet away. Now to Claire Schmidtmeyer, hitting Winter down low on the right. Soft jumper, 6-footer, good. 14 now for Danielle Winter. Rushi cannot stop the 6'2" junior. Minute 58 to go here in the first half. Entering the lane, Plyman deals to Poling, baseline on the block, can't shoot. Now to Hatcher. Hatcher goes beneath the backboard, then makes a blind bounce pass near side. Wilson can't stretch and get a hand on it. Out of bounds to Versailles. Well, Rushi had closed within one, 19-18. Since then, a 10-2 spurt by Versailles. Minute 45 to go, first half. 25 feet away on the right, Claire Schmidtmeyer for Versailles. Attempted pick and roll with Winter, who catches, gives it right back. Outside the arc on the left, it's Watrin. Long three-pointer, swirls around and comes away. Plyman's got the board for Rushi. Outlet to Heron. Heron with just 4 in the game. Goes to the left corner, hands to Wilson for Rushi. On top to Plyman. McIldowney guarding Heron closely. Plyman dribble drive down the lane. A late dish and a kick by Versailles. Minute 16 to go in the second quarter. 29-20 in favor of Versailles. Versailles Tigers, like a hockey line substitute change. Take 3 off, put 3 on. It's a very deep team, unlike Rushi. Hatcher inbounding, lobbing way out back near the timeline to Heron. Heron fakes right, goes left. Top of the circle, foul line. Feeds baseline right to Poling. Overshoots the eight-footer. Good pass by Heron. Poling couldn't finish. Quickly, Versailles the other way. Long three, left corner. Cammy Ording blocked Barushi. Versailles gets it back. Watron whips a pass to Winter in the post. Squares up inside. Missed it off the flange. Rebound lost, out of bounds off Rushi. 51.6 to go in the first half. 29-20 Versailles. Versailles Tigers ranked number 4 in the state in girls division 3. Rushi Raiders number 3 in the state in girls division 4. Ball lobbed into Winter in the lane. Shot blocked. It goes high off the glass. Poling, good interference by her. Loose ball rebound to Versailles though. Right back down on the inside. Left hand hook by Elizabeth Ording. Got it, and a foul. That's a big hoop right there. And Versailles' lead swells to double digits, 31-20. Very tenacious effort on the offensive glass by Elizabeth Ording of the Versailles Tigers, who've bolted on top now by a 31-20 count with 39.5 left to go here in the second quarter. Ording at the stripe. She's a left-handed shooter. Missed it off the heel. Long rebound to Winter. Yanked away by Hatcher. Quick whistle jump. And Versailles gets the benefit and keeps it. Substitution. McEldowney, the three-point shooter on the floor for Emily Langenkamp for the Versailles Tigers. 31-20 Versailles. Over a half minute to go here in the first. Ball thrown on the arc to McEldowney. Down inside, it goes to Winter. Winter's five-footer right in front. It crawls over the lip of the rim and in. 33-20 Versailles. Biggest lead of this game for the Tigers, 13. Maria Heron has been held in check for the Rushi Raiders. 25 feet away with the ball is Heron. I may have said a moment ago she had 4 points. She's only got 2. A bank shot runner in the lane. And it's amazing that at 1 point Versailles led by only 1 with Heron not being productive offensively. Heron tried a 25-foot launch with seconds to go in the first half. No good off the rim. The tail of the first two quarters. Splendid defense by Versailles on Maria Heron of Rushi. Officially, she does have just 1 bucket. For the Rushi Raiders, Camille Wilson's got 6. Also for Rushi here in the first half, Larissa Poling with 4. Excellent first two quarters of play for the Versailles Tigers post player, Danielle Winter. She has got 15 big ones. And also for the Tigers, Cammy McEldowney with 9. 13-point cushion as Versailles leads the Rushi Raiders 33-20. At the halftime break. We'll hear from Bluffton University momentarily. I'd like to remind you that we are on the air tonight, weather permitting, from Minster. Fort Loramie boys take on the Minster Wildcats. Tip-off 7:30. Online, on the web, on scoresbroadcast.com at 7:10. Should there be a change in the status of that game tonight, we will try and let you know before this afternoon's girls game between Rushi and Versailles ends. 33-20 Versailles by 13 over Rushi. Our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report is coming up in just a moment. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with Y-O-U in mind.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There was actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Rhett Gish, our ScoresBroadcast.com chief engineer here at Versailles. 13-point lead, Versailles Tigers over the Rushi Lady Raiders, 33-20 at the halftime break. Chuck McBee will return next week. He's vacationing in Florida, attending his daughter's wedding, and Chuck, please bring back a lot of that warm sunshine. On the positive side, we do know that in the next week or so, we expect several days of 50s here in west central Ohio. Some freezing rain is in the area right now to the north. We'll update you later on the status of our intended webcast tonight, Fort Loramie Boys at Minster. As of right now, the game is on. I have no news regarding a change in status of that game. Should we get it, we'll pass it along to you. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, one of our fine underwriting anchor sponsors on the web with us here on scoresbroadcast.com for the last 9 years. Story of the first half, Maria Heron, only 2 for the Rushi Raiders. Danielle Winter, 15 for the Versailles Tigers. Versailles sped up Rushi's offense the first 7 minutes of this game, and the Raiders were forced into making some long, errant passes. Clearly, Rushi was uncomfortable against Versailles' defense. Then the Raiders adjusted, got untracked. Down 19-8 late in the first, Rushi scored the last 4 of the first quarter, the first 6 of the second quarter, 10 in a row. And it was a 19-18 game with a couple minutes gone in the second quarter. But over the last 6 minutes of period number 2, the Versailles Tigers outscored Rushi by a 14-2 count, thus the 33-20 deficit facing Rushi here at intermission. These Versailles Tigers are ranked number 4 in the state in girls division 3, and for good reason. This is a high quality club put on the floor by head coach Jackie Stonebreaker, and it is not totally senior laden either. In fact, Ellen Peters, Elizabeth Ording, Danielle Winter, and Cammy McElDowney, who all play a lot, are underclassmen. Again, only 2 points in the first two quarters for Maria Heron for the Rushi Raiders. She's had a few games already this year in the upper 20s, had a 37-point game in a contest we webcasted here on scoresbroadcast.com. She's going to have to go a long way here in the second half to get her 15 points per outing. Right now, she's got only 2. About 3.5 minutes away from the start of the third quarter, that's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
33-20, Versailles ahead of Rushi by 13 here at girls basketball this afternoon on scoresbroadcast.com. Our student athlete spotlight segment here on Scores Broadcast, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success and has done so since the start of Scores Broadcast 11 years ago. LaCal Equipment once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. We highlight a couple of very high academic students, members of both teams here today. Larissa Poling for the Rushi Raiders, a sophomore, 3.85 GPA, daughter of Dan and Gina. Participates in 4-H, track, volleyball, youth church group as well. She'll attend Wright State University, possibly. Doesn't know what major for sure yet. Larissa Poling, outstanding player, fine student-athlete for Rushi. For Versailles, Cammy McEldowney, a junior, also a 3.85 GPA, daughter of Roger and Holly McEldowney. Takes part in student council, shortstop in the softball team. Libero for volleyball, National Honor Society French Club, and Varsity V. Not sure which college would like to pursue education and enjoys working with youth. Cammy McEldowney, junior at Versailles, Larissa Poling, sophomore at Rushi, honored today by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Here we go. We start the third quarter. Rushi quickly inbounds behind the 13, and the Raiders are guilty of a traveling violation down in the right corner. Versailles ball, leading 33-20. Rushi needs to find some offense and free up Maria Heron here in the last two quarters. Here's a nice throw down inside to Elizabeth Ording for Versailles. Inside-outside action, right back to McEldowney, sizing up a three-ball, bullseye. Cammy McEldowney unloads a long one for Versailles, which has stretched the cushion to 16, 36-20. We understand that Minster leads Fort Loramie 24-13 at the half at the Fort Loramie gym. Minster up by 11. That information provided to us by Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News. A short jumper by Maria Heron is blocked. Versailles takes it away, goes the distance in and out in the driving layup by Watrin. Rebound down to Rushi. Here's Hatcher, top of the key, below the foul line, driving underneath the basket, overshoots it, got her own board, low on the left, tied up. Arrow enables Rushi to keep it. 16-point deficit facing the Rushi girls, 36-20. Baseline left of the basket. Hatcher attempting to throw in. Heron trying to get free on the arc. Watrin on her like glue. It's inbounded to Whitney Plyman. Back to Hatcher. Hatcher right in front. Eight-footer hard. Rebound pulling hard. Foul Versailles. Rushi can't catch a break on the iron right now. Excuse me. Foul, though. Pulling with a couple free throws coming. Well, Rushi needs to make every single one of these free ones count. 6:26 left here in the third quarter. Free throw by Poling off to the right. No good. Substitution, Brenna Blakely, who made a big three second quarter for Versailles, is back on the floor for Ellen Peters. Again, leading scorer, Danielle Winter, 15 for Versailles. Cammie McEldowney, 10. Second free throw is on the button, 36-21. Poling missed one, made one. Here's Versailles countering. Forecourt left, it's Elizabeth Ording. Out high to Danielle Winter. Winter catches, gives it up on the play to Blakely. Dropped it. Heron nearly got it. Blakely got it back. Across the top of the key to Winter. Loops it near side to Camille Watrin. Straight away Blakely. Right flank McEldowney on the left-hand bounce. Elbow on the left. It's Ording. Left corner Blakely. Back out to McEldowney. Blakely left side. Looking to shoot the three. Can't. Cross court to Watrin. Good ball reversal. Oh, down low on the left to Ording. Makes it, and she's fouled. You talk about patience and discipline by the Versailles Tigers on that possession. Put an exclamation mark on it. Well done by the home team, 38-21, as Versailles maneuvered the ball long and hard. In, out, skip passes left and right. And finally, Versailles got the ball to Ording. She had backed her defender way down, caught it low on the block, laid it in high off the glass, missed the free throw, though. Rushi with the board. 5:30 left to go, third quarter. 38-21, Versailles up 17. Defensive foul out high. Plyman tried to dribble. McEldowney overguarding. I'd like to remind you about the prom dress exchange happening Sunday, January 15th. That's tomorrow at Fort Loramie Elementary School. Public is invited to drop off dresses and accessories that will be sold then later in the day. You drop them off between 11 and 1. They're sold between 1:30 and 3:30. The items are displayed for a non-refundable amount of $7 per dress, $3 for accessories and shoes. You can shop from 1:30 to 3:30. An array of beautiful gowns, affordable prices, admission free, dressing rooms available. Money and unsold items can be picked up from 3:30 to 4:30. The event sponsored by the Fort Loramie Cheerleaders. For information, call Gail, 937-726-4985, or Jill at 597-2338. Prom dress exchange tomorrow, Fort Loramie Elementary. Here's Maria Heron with the ball for Rushi. Skips up the floor. Versailles reaches in, takes it away, but a foul as Heron was spilled to the hardwood. Personal against Blakely of Rushi. Foul number three on Brenna. 5:17 remaining, third quarter. Rushi's got just 1 point in the first nearly 3 minutes of the second half. Cameo Wilson inbounding far side. Goes on the play to Heron. Back to Wilson, high post. Now Heron 25 feet away. Shot fake. Excellent defense by Versailles. Here's a step back three ball by Heron. She was crowded defensively. Shot it long. Rebound is good, though. Cameo Wilson with a splendid game. Cameo with 8 on the afternoon. 38-23. 15-point lead Versailles. High left, it's McEldowney. Deep left corner, Watrin back to McEldowney. Loops it across the top of the key. Watrin down in the right corner to Elizabeth Ording. She gives it up, gets it back. Now McEldowney looking down on the inside for the post player Marshall. Ball being circled. Now entered to Marshall. Left wing McEldowney. Slings up a long three. No good. Hit the flange. Rebound smacked out of bounds by Versailles. Good defensive set for the Rushi Raiders. Best Versailles could do was a triple try. 4:21 to go. 4:21 to go here in the third quarter, 15-point lead for Versailles. Again, continued full court pressure by the Tigers, inbounded to Heron. Well, Marie has had to expend a lot of energy in this game, just getting the ball down the floor. She picks up her dribble out high, hands to Wilson. Wilson with a crease into the lane, gives to Poling, right corner, back to Heron straight away. Rushi needs to make a move right here. Heron on a weave to Cordonier. Cordonier checked. Good defense by Cammie Ording, 5'8 senior. Here's Heron splintering off into the right corner, then tries to go baseline, weaving around players. Lobs to Cordonier across the bottom of the key, punched out of bounds by Versailles. 3:48 to go, third quarter. 15-point lead, Versailles, 38-23. This was a 19-18 game, close to the halfway mark of the second period. Ball lobbed in out back to Heron. Hits the cutter, Hatcher in the paint. Bounce pass baseline right to Poling. Goes cross court to Wilson. Shot fake, twists and turns against Cammie Ording, and hits it. What a play, Cameo Wilson. Nice spin move in the paint. She banked home an 8-footer, and she's got double digits now. 10 for her. On the arc, Watrin for Versailles. Cross-court, McElDowney. Looking inside for Danielle Winter, can't find her. Ball thrown left corner to Cammie Ording. Watrin right back to Cammie near side. Fakes right, goes left high, dribble against Cordonier, who checks her. Cross-court, it goes on the play to Elizabeth Ording. Fakes right, goes left, and that juke move cost her a violation. She walked with it. Four straight points now by Rushi, down by 13 still. 3:08 to go in the third quarter. Cameo Wilson has really starred today for Rushi. It will take a lot to unseat her as our Clancy Star of the Game recipient for the Rushi Raiders. Danielle Winter has excelled for Versailles so far. A little give and go. Heron down inside to Hatcher. Out back to Whitney Plyman. A long three ball by Whitney. Yes, she's got it. Whitney Plyman right on target. The lead cut to 10. Watrin's got the ball high right. Here's a steal by Hatcher. Ball loose at the center court. Hatcher's got it. And she streaks the other way. Left-hand layup. No, she's chopped up on the arm. Hatcher with two. An opportunity at the stripe to cut Versailles' lead down to 8. 2:37 left to go in the third quarter. Just about the time you think the Versailles Tigers have put away the Rushi Raiders. Rushi comes back strong. 8 straight points now by Rushi, which once trailed 38-21. It's now 38-29. 2:37 remaining here in the third quarter. Good steal by Tiffany Hatcher against Versailles on the Tigers' last possession. Second shot, Tiffany, swish. 38-30. Rushi within 8. Token pressure in backcourt, but Plyman, who just made a 3 for the Raiders. Ball thrown up ahead into the right corner. It goes on the play to Marshall. Cross-court pass low on the left to a teammate. And Claire Schmidtmeyer makes the left-hand banker. Nicely done by Schmidtmeyer. 40-30, Versailles ahead by 10. 2:15 to go, third quarter. Plyman on the arc, still dribbling, picked up by McElDowney. Loop to Heron straight away. Boy, they're trying to circle Heron off one screen after another. She can't shake and shoot the three. Here's a drive by Heron, shovel shot. It caromed off. Rebound taken down by Cammie McElDowney of Versailles, and she's bumped by Hatcher. It's a common foul. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Versailles in the lead, but 10, 40 to 30. Again, a huge key to this game. Maria Heron for the Rushi Raiders has just one field goal. It was a running bank shot in the paint in the first half. She has not had one clean look from behind the arc. She's tried a few, hasn't come close. The Versailles Tigers have put Cammie McElDowney on her, Camille Watrin on her, Brenna Blakely on her. Here is good ball reversal by Versailles. Down inside to Danielle Winter, low on the left at the block. She's got it. Point blank range on the finish. 42-30. Here's Heron driving in the paint. Bounce pass intended for Poling. It's booted by the Tigers. And Rushi will throw in baseline left. A minute 19 to go here in the third quarter. 42-30 in favor of Versailles. couple substitutions for the Versailles Tigers. McElhenney out, Winter out. They'll get extended breaks into the end of the third quarter. 1:19 to go in this period. Ball inbound to Cameo Wilson, left corner Ferrucci. Hits a player down the lane, Plyman. Plyman shovels to Poling. It's loose on the floor, rolling around, and the arrow enables the Versailles Tigers to get it. Well, Ferrucci cut a deficit of 17 down to 8. Versailles tallied 4 in a row. It's 42-30. Just over a minute to play here in the third quarter. Here's a high dribble at the timeline by Versailles, and that was caused by a push by the Ferrucci Raiders. A common foul, 4 on each team. Two players in this game have 3. Ellen Peters has picked up 3 fouls for Versailles. Jenna Cordonier's played very little in this game for Ferrucci. She's out there now. She's got 3. Ball thrown near side to Langenkamp. Cross-court pass almost stolen by Whitney Plyman of Ferrucci. It goes into backcourt. It's traced down by Ellen Peters. Near side to Langenkamp, 5'7 senior. Peters at the Tiger logo at center court, 45 ticks on the clock. Ball thrown right side. Good heads-up play by Hatcher. She jumps on the loose ball, is awarded the tie-up, and give the arrow to Ferrucci. Maria Heron back on the floor for the Ferrucci Raiders as she got a very short breather. Whitney Plyman timeline. High left to Cameo Wilson. Gives it up on the play to Cordonier. Plyman straight away, chucking up the 3. Bingo! She's got it. 2 big triples this quarter from Whitney Plyman of Ferrucci. Raiders back within 9. 21 seconds to go, third period. Out back, it's Watrin. Ball high overhead for Ferrucci. Deals, left corner, Langenkamp back to Watrin. Fires right side to Peters. Versailles playing for 1. 8 seconds to go. Ball dropped by Langenkamp in the corner. Out of bounds. Ferrucci with a chance at the last shot here in the third period. Pressure, though, by Versailles in backcourt. It goes to Heron. 5 seconds remaining. Maria, timeline, 25 feet away, 20 feet away. Jacks it up, short, no good, as the third quarter closes. End of 3, it's 42-33, Versailles over Ferrucci on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com.
What is Brupper? Duh, it's breakfast for supper, and it's happening right now at Frisch's Big Boy, Wednesdays from 4 to 9 p.m. Brupper is the breakfast bar dream of never-ending pancakes, Frisch's spicy spuds, and thick-cut bacon for dinner. Oh, yeah. Brupper is an appetizer of fresh fruit and cereal, followed by a dessert of biscuits and gravy? Come on. Brupper is happiness for the whole crew, every Wednesday at Frisch's Big Boy. This is Brupper.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Versailles Tigers 42, Ferrucci Raiders 33. We enter the fourth quarter. Versailles with a drive down the lane. It's Langenkamp. Throws left to Elizabeth Ording at the post. Now back out to the center circle. Steal by Hatcher, and she was bursting the other way but was called for a foul on the theft of the Versailles Tiger, getting a piece of the arm. Tough break for the Raiders. Right call, though Hatcher had a bust-out layup at the other end. Turned out to be a productive third quarter for Ferrucci, thanks in part to 2 threes from Whitney Plyman, as Ferrucci outscored the Versailles Tigers in that third stanza by a count of 13-9. After Ferrucci knocks it out of bounds, Versailles inbounding right of the rim, down inside to Winter. Winter muscles up strong for 2. Well, once Winter caught the ball that low below the net on the inbounds play, she was going to score or get fouled. And she dropped in two. 19 points for Winter. Excellent cross-court pass, Barushi. Fine teamwork. Plyman, Wilson, Poling on the point blanker low on the right. 44-35. 9-point lead Versailles again. 7 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Midcourt with the ball for Versailles. It is Ellen Peters down the left side to Winter. Cross court to Watrin out. Back McElDowney. Foul line. Hand off to Peters. Left side, Ording. She's a left-hand shooter. Starts to go to the rack with the left. Poling fights it away. Now it's loose. Picked up on the play by Winter. Low on the right. Blocked out of bounds. Good effort. Poling of Rushi. 6:43 to go in the fourth. 9-point lead Versailles. Baseline right, Watrin triggers, out back to McElDowney. Quickly right back inside to Winter, left-hand hook, bounced off. Rebound Elizabeth Ording, but she's on the stripe. Rushi ball, chance now for the Raiders to put an additional dent into this deficit. 44-35 Versailles, pressure in backcourt all day long. Maria Heron has had to fight through it, dribbling up the left side. Maria Heron with a scant 2 points in this game. Maria foul line, scoops down the lane, left hand, high off the window. Yes, Maria Heron gets her second field goal. Rushi within seven. Watrin down the floor for the Tigers. Gives it up, gets it back, high right. Two buckets for Maria Heron, that's it. She's had four or five from long range, none of them close. Bad pass for Sales near the timeline. Loose ball, Tigers get it back. Versailles a little rattled at the moment, and head coach Jackie Stonebreaker gets a timeout. 6:02 left to go here in the fourth. 44-37 Versailles on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com. It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Well, if the ebb and flow of this game continues as it has, Versailles will run off a couple buckets here. Rushi has challenged the Tigers, and the Raiders have clawed back within 7 now. 5.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Versailles working the ball around to Watrin, who drills a line drive trifecta straight away. And the lead swells right back to 10. Here's Heron, top of the key for Rushi. Just a moment ago, made her second bucket. Drives down the lane again. Spin move. Wrap around pass to Poling. Baseline right. Soft 10-footer. Swish. Assist Heron. Field goal Poling. 47-39. Rushi down 8. Versailles Tigers have led all the way. 5 minutes to go here in the fourth. Deep in the left corner, it is Peters. Dribbling out back to Watrin. Now to McElDowney. Deep in the right corner, Elizabeth Ording. Whips a left-hand pass around the horn. Left corner, McElDowney sizes up the triple. It hit the rim. Top of the backboard came down right onto the shoulders of Elizabeth Ording, who stuck it home with the left hand. 49-39. Versailles up 10. 4.5 to go in the game. Heron give and go. Wilson in the lane. Driving left-hand shot. Left it short. Big rebound by Versailles. Boy, Cameo would like to have that one back. Here comes McElhenney streaking down the floor, top of the key, to Peters, 25 feet away. 4:17 to go in the fourth quarter. Versailles ahead by 10. Watrin spreads the court. Goes to Ording, deep in the right corner. Back to Watrin, high right. Back to Ording. They look inside for Winter. Versailles milking the clock. 4 minutes to play in the game. Rushi chasing. Wilson on Ording in the corner. Ball thrown down high to Peters. Sprints foul line. Left corner, McElhenney. High arching triple. She's got all net. It's a beauty. Oh, when you give McElhenney that much freedom, she will make you pay. Here is Rushi dribbling in backcourt, over-guarding against Versailles. Well, that tray by McElhenney gives her 13 in this game and lifts the Versailles Tigers back to a 13-point cushion, 52-39, after Rushi had trimmed it to 7. Hatcher backcourt to Whitney Plyman. Somehow, someway, Rushi Raiders need points for Maria Heron. She has been limited to 4. Super defense by the Versailles Tigers in this game on Maria. Here's Hatcher circling top of the circle. On a weave to Heron. Heron foul line, had a shot, passed it up. Gave it to Hatcher. Oh, what a wraparound to Poling for a deuce. Good assist by Hatcher. 52-41, Rushi behind by 11. 3:16 to go, fourth quarter. McElhenney dribbles left corner. Cross court pass to no one. It bounds up into the bleachers. Rushi ball. 11-point game, Tigers. Timeout called here by the Rushi Raiders. We have 3 minutes and 12 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. 52-41 in favor of the Versailles Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Rushi trails Versailles by 11, 2:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Raiders have the ball to her right. Maria Heron on the arc. Starts a drive, feeds Jenna Cordonier low on the left. Loose ball, Whitney Plyman's got it. Hands off to Poling, open from 12, missed it off the heel. Cordonier on the offensive rebound. Oh, my goodness, in and out. Steal on the rebound by Rushi. Layup by Hatcher. Good assist by Plyman. Versailles snared the board, but Rushi ripped it away, got the gimme. Here is Versailles attacking. There's a bad pass right into the lap of Poling of Rushi, which is down 9, 2:21 to go in the fourth. Up ahead to Whitney Plyman. Plyman, 35 feet away. Lobbing down low on the right to Poling. Look at her go to work. Leans in on Peters. Foul on Versailles. 2 free throws. Poling. Design play right there as Poling peeled off a screen from the weak side. Got the ball low on the right. She was challenged hard. Fouled. Good call by the referee. 2 free throws, Larissa. The first is no good. 9-point game. Versailles up. 52-43, 2:13 left in the fourth quarter. Versailles Tigers, number 4 in the state in girls division 3. Rushi Raiders, number 3 in the state in girls division 4. Second foul shot by Poling. Got it. 52-44, Rushi within 8. 16 fouls on Versailles, 5 on Rushi. Ball thrown up the right side to McEldown. A left-hand dribble up and over the timeline. Sprints into the corner. Leaves it there for Marshall. Back out on top to Watron. Line drive, three ball. No good. Not sure that's the shot head coach Jackie Stonebreaker wanted. Rebound taken down by Rushi. Ball is clawed away at midcourt by Versailles. And then what do we have? We got a foul against somebody. It's on Maria Heron of Rushi. Tough break for the Raiders. Versailles shot quickly. Rushi got the rebound. And Rushi was hustling up the floor. Versailles got a piece of the ball from behind. And the ball was loose. Rushi fouled over the back. Here's Versailles heaving it down low on the left for Marshall. Through her hands. Rushi put on the pressure at the timeline. And Versailles tried to push it. Airmailing at 40 feet. Here's Hatcher in backcourt. Gets it on the play to Heron. Loops it up the left side to Plyman. 90 seconds to go in the game. Rushi down 8. Here's a right corner pass for Hatcher. Intercepted by the tall 6'2 Danielle Winter of Versailles. Boy, that might have sealed it right there. McEldowney handing off to teammate Blakely in the right corner. And Poling stiff arms that ball out of bounds up into the second row. Timeout, Versailles. We'll keep it right here. Minute 20 left to go in the fourth. Rushi with an 8. Still in striking distance, but the Raiders need stops and maybe a 3-point goal or two down the stretch. Maria Heron has been held in check big time. Only 4 on the day for Maria. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice and reaches out to assist small businesses in the region, providing high-tech computer solutions, network repair, remote management, upgrades, custom builds, data recovery, data transfer, and more. Plus, Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions is in the business now of providing specialty advertising items, including T-shirts. I've seen them all over the Upper Miami Valley. T-shirts from Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions. And don't forget, computer solutions too. High quality computer service on time. Adam Rice, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Call him at 937-538-6948. 538-6948. We understand officially that our game is on tonight. Fort Loramie boys at Minster. Tip off 7:30. On the web online on scorersbroadcast.com at 7:10 from Minster tonight. The Fort Loramie boys who won last evening over Anna against Minster, which lost last night against St. Henry. Versailles with the ball in the lead by 8, a minute 10 to go. Outside the arc on the right, it's Peters on the dribble. Fakes left, goes right, Plyman grabs her. Sixth team foul on the Raiders. Maria Heron was not on the floor after that timeout. She's back in now. My mistake, it was the 7th team foul against Rushi, 1-1 here for Versailles. Peters at the stripe. These are important. She dips the knees, arches the shot up, and buries it. Big foul shot by Peters, 9-point lead for Versailles. She earns the bonus. Free throw number 2 on the way, and she drills that one. 54-44. In favor of Versailles. That clearly is not the player to foul. Here's Rushi with the ball behind the arc. Goes to Cordonier. She steamrolls down the left side of the lane. Shoots it hard. Rebound Watron of Versailles. Run out to Peters. Off to Ording. Elizabeth missed it. Rebound Versailles. An undercut by Rushi and a foul. Good effort by Peters who followed. And she's back at the stripe with 2 more. Whitney Plyman picks up number 4. What a game here today for Cameo Wilson for the Rushi Raiders. She has really sparkled. Foul shot missed on the play by Peters. Number 2 coming. One bounce, shots in the air, rattling in and out. Poling snares the rebound. Backcourt to Cordonier. 45 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Cross-court pass, telegraph, nearly stolen. Hatcher gets it back and guns the 3. Air ball, strong, didn't catch iron. Rebound down to Versailles. Cammie McEldowney races up the near side, and a foul by Hatcher who was nipping at her heels. 36.1 to go. Versailles in the lead, but 10, 54-44. Well, Rushi hasn't gone away easily, that's for sure. Give the Raiders credit. The Rushi girls have fought hard. Versailles Tigers unable to salt this game away, really, here until the final minute. Free throw missed, 1-1, no good by Versailles. Loose ball rebound in the corner, and we've got a foul on Versailles. Good hustle by Jenna Cordonier as she traced down the ball and then was flipped to the floor. And she's got the 1-1 with 31.7 to go, a chance to whittle the Versailles lead down to 8. 54-44 Tigers. Cordonier spins the ball in her hands and makes it. 54-45. She deserves the bonus. Well, at one point in this game, it was 38-21. Looked like Versailles would pull away and win easily. That was in the third quarter. But the Raiders came back with a rush. It's now 8. Cordonier converts 2. Ball inbounded by Versailles. Watron, and she fends off a Rushi player sticking out the arm. It's ruled offensive. 8-point game. Rushi ball beneath the rim. Still not over. 28.4 to go. Hatcher inbounding. Needs to find Heron on the arc for a triple. Looking as Hatcher goes to Heron, left corner. Maria tries to pass, and it's stolen. Good play by Versailles. Cammie McEldowney was on her tightly like a glove. Took the ball away, then a foul against Rushi. It has been one of those days for Maria Heron. I tell you what, give all the credit in the world to this Versailles Tigers defense. As I have noted a few times, the Tigers have switched off defenders on Maria Heron with good success. Cammie McEldowney, Camille Watron, and Brenna Blakely have all guarded Maria today, taking their turns and shutting her down. Only 4 for Maria. Free throw up and in by Versailles. Second shot, Tigers, good as well, as McEldowney sinks 2. Cammie in this game now ups her total to 15. 15 for McEldowney, 19 for Danielle Winter. Rushi Raiders here today have gotten an outstanding game from Larissa Poling. She's got 15. Tiffany Hatcher with 7. Cameo Wilson also in double digits. I think she's got a dozen. 17 seconds to go. Here's Rushi up the floor. Out back to Whitney Plyman, who's made 2 threes in this half. That shot is short. Saved inbounds by Cordonier. Right to McEldowney for Versailles. 6 seconds to go. She dribbles up and over the Tiger logo, and that'll do it. Rushi Raiders fought long and hard here today. Simply a little outsized, clearly outmanned. Great defense by the Versailles Tigers, who stopped Maria Heron cold. 4 points for Maria. Rushi loses by 10, 56-46. Upcoming here in just a moment, we will hear from Wilson Health Sports Medicine before we return to wrap it up. Again, reminding you, we've got more action tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. The game is on at Minster as the Fort Loramie Redskins take on the Minster Wildcats. Tip-off 7:30 on the web online on scoresbroadcast.com at 7:10. We'll close out the webcast momentarily, back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
The Rushi Raiders beaten today by the Versailles Tigers. Final tally, 56-46. Fine game. Versailles could not pull away and finish this game off early or even midway second half as Rushi hung tough. Versailles didn't close out the game to the final minute. Rushi Raiders at one point cut a huge lead of 17 all the way down to 7 in the second half. Rushi was led by Larissa Poling with 15. Cameo Wilson had 10. Tiffany Hatcher had 7. Maria Heron, again, only 4. Great defense by Versailles. A triumvirate of young ladies for the Versailles Tigers put the clamps on Maria today, and she was shut down. 19 points for Danielle Winter. She paced the Versailles Tigers. 15 from Cammy McElDowney. Our Clancy's Restaurant stars of this game, Cameo Wilson, outstanding outing for the Rushi Raiders. Danielle Winter for the Versailles Tigers. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And if you'd like some pork chops, well, tonight the place to be is at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Enjoy pork chops, the Saturday night special at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Also some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturdays. Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins now for 12 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. And don't forget, tonight at Brookins, it's the pork chop special. Get there early. They're popular. They'll run out eventually. Pork chop special tonight, Saturday night, at Brookins in Fort Loramie. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here this afternoon who took part in helping support the webcast of the Rushi Raiders against the Versailles Tigers. Won by Versailles by 10. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body CarStar, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. a lot of gratitude to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum from Rushi, which came on board with us last March during the basketball tournament. Shout out to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. We thank you very much. As well, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, Frisch is in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Always fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. And the in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it is out of this world. Again tonight, on the web, online, on scoresbroadcast.com at 7:10, Fort Loramie boys at Minster, as those two schools, continue their Route 66 rivalry, Fort Loramie at Minster tonight on scoresbroadcast.com at 7:10. Well, by virtue of this win here today, the Versailles Tigers now advance to 13-1 on the year. The team is 5-0 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Next game for the Versailles girls is coming up right away on Monday at Tippecanoe in Tip City. And then next Thursday, a home game against the Fort Recovery girls. And that should be quite a confrontation. Fort Recovery, 9-0 on the year, 4-0 in the MAC. Huge matchup next Thursday, Fort Recovery at Versailles. The Rushi Raiders suffering the setback today at the hands of Versailles, dropped to 12-2 on the year, 5-1 in the Shelby County League for the Rushi Raiders. Next encounter also on Monday at Covington, and then a road game next Thursday at Jackson Center. This game today for Rushi started a string of tough road encounters. At Covington, at Jackson Center next week, as I noted, at Minster on January 28th, a couple days later at Anna, a road game at Botkins remaining, and a season closer at Fort Loramie on February 9th. So the Rushi Raiders will be very well tested come tournament time, and that's a good thing. Rhett Gish has been alongside our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McBee, who's vacationing in Florida and attending his daughter's wedding. Will return next week. For Rhett and for Chuck, Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from here at Versailles, where the Versailles Tigers led from start to finish and turned back the Rushi Raiders 56-46.
They're playing basketball
all around the world.
We are the best basketball.
Right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc, Gillessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up ahead to Gaydosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Brooke Gaydosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Gliding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banked it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosman. Deep right corner, Rayanne Fry. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Rayanne Fry with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Dixie Doom maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rogers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet.
Andre Gordon, line drive, shot, nothing but Cord. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon, oh no, look, pass ahead to Bowser. Driving low up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play, but every game that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball out in the bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open, threw the ball below the basket along the...